Why don't you just bring on the real guest? He's Canadian.
Does that tick the ethnic minority box, or is that a disability?
Both, I think.
Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Phil Nichol!
Thank you very much, Lee. I'd like to sing a song that I wrote for Lee when I met him in Ibiza last summer. And Lee was sitting in a hot tub covered in bubbles, being tickled by a guy in a gorilla's outfit with a banana. And, well, it wasn't a guy in a gorilla outfit. It was a big, hairy Spanish guy. And but he ignored me. And so I went away and I wrote some jokes, learned to play the guitar, went up to Edinburgh, won an award, and got on the show so that I could sing Lee this song.
I'm going to give you a very sleazy massage. I'm going to give you a very sleazy massage. I'm going to give you.
You people are easily entertained, by the way. It's really nice. It's been a lot of fun living in England. One of the things I love is some of the music you get in Europe, you know. I don't know if you guys have heard any of that new Norwegian trip-hop. Have you heard any of that? No one ever believes it. The Norwegian trip-hop? It kind of sounds like this.
It was a cold night on the Yorkshire moors. I can't believe you convinced me to do this. Walking around for 3 weeks with a rucksack on my back. I mean, what kind of idiot think that's a holiday?
Back home, this would count as a walk to the shops. Your problem is that you're lazy.
Listen, if that's your attitude, forget it. Put me down. I don't want a piggyback.
Hey, why don't we stop in this pub and see if we can get a room? The Rancid Sheep and Pig Swill.
That's a strange name for a pub.
That's not the name of the pub, that's the menu.
What's the pub called?
It's a harvester. Let's go inside.
Phil, why has it all gone quiet?
Because you just opened and then shut the door. This time, try actually going in the pub.
Oh, yeah. Right. I'll deal with this. The trick with these yokels is not to patronise them. Hello, everyone. We come from a big city many miles away and mean you no harm. In many ways, our world is like yours. My friend Philip is from a foreign land and flew here on a giant metallic bird.
To drink, could I just get a decaffeinated Americano with soy milk with a bit of froth and a sprinkling of cinnamon dust?
You've not been up north before, have you, Phil?
We don't do coffee.
What about jasmine tea?
Keep talking, Phil. I really want to get my head kicked in.
Ovaltine?
Hey, everyone. This young fella wants to know if we sell Ovaltine.
Oh, what's my mate like, eh? Everyone, I know a dirty joke about Ovaltine.
He He means Horlicks.
Oh, yeah.
So, what have you got?
The local ale's called Bishop's Snot. It's fermented in the local traditional way by leaving a dead goat in the barrel for 6 weeks. And every Thursday, a dirty child has to spit in it.
Yeah, sounds lovely. Have you got anything else?
Budweiser.
2 halves of Bishop's Snot, please.
Halves?
Yeah, we're going to pace ourselves.
Not in here, you're not.
Pace.
Oh.
Hey, look at that. That's a weird thing to have on the wall of a pub, isn't it?
There's loads of things on the wall. Could be talking about the cigarette machine or the jukebox or that five-pointed star painted in dried pig's blood.
It's witchcraft.
Witchcraft?
Oi, you!
Who?
You with the soft face and the soft hands.
Sorry, you're threatening me or chatting me up?
I hope you didn't say witchcraft.
No. I was just asking me, mate, which craft furs he'd been to recently.
Hey, everyone! Looks like we got a couple of Nancy boys who like to go to craft fairs.
Hey, guys! Can I just ask, why is there a five-pointed star on the wall?
You made me miss the dartboard. I haven't missed that dartboard in over 30 years.
Oh, well, let's have a look what you would have won.
Go, lads! There's nothing for you here!
Aye, but just remember a very famous local saying. Part one, stick to the path. And part four, beware the moon.
Great. Now where are we going to sleep?
Well, let's just keep walking and see if we can find a travel lodge.
Yeah, imagine. Hot shower, comfy beds, freshly cooked breakfast.
Okay, good point. Maybe not a travel lodge. What the hell is that?
It's probably just a coyote.
You don't have coyotes in England.
All right, budgie.
What the hell is it? Well, you've eliminated the possible. Do you know what's left?
Please say a big friendly cat with a box of chocolates.
Join us later for part four.
Part two, Martin, part two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Martin Fry!
Once upon a time when we were friends. Meanwhile, back on the Yorkshire moors.
So what's the diagnosis, Doctor?
It's difficult to say. Toxalactic inflammation of the hypoglycemic colic. No, it's no good. I can't say it. Don't forget, if he wakes up, don't tell him his friend's dead. The shock might be too much. And start showing some professionalism, Nurse Jenkins.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's turn that Game Boy off.
Sorry.
Right, I'm off to get drunk. Page me if he kicks a bucket.
Help! It's the Wolof, it's the Wolof. It's the Wolof of love.
So our mystery man wakes.
Where's Phil?
Oh, he's gone. Back to America.
He's Canadian.
Sorry, not America. He's gone to the shops.
He's dead, isn't he?
I'm not allowed to answer that.
Well, is he alive?
No. But don't ask me if he's dead. I can't answer that.
What happened?
You were savaged on the Mowbrays. By a lunatic.
A lunatic? Do lunatics walk around on all fours dressed as wolves?
Yeah, they probably do.
It wasn't a lunatic. It was a werewolf.
There's no such things as werewolves.
Yeah, well, I remember being told once that there was no such thing as Chinaman.
Really?
Yeah, it's my dad. He was a bit mad.
You've had a nasty shock. I think you might be delirious.
I'm not delirious. I saw it with my own eyes. It was late. It was dark. We were hungry. We walked into a takeaway and there he was, stood behind the counter, wrapping a saveloy.
Not about the Chinaman, the werewolf. They found your friend on the moors and he was, you know...
Dead?
Well, I can't say. But he wasn't breathing and his heart had stopped. And he'd gone to live with Jesus. Anyway, the point is, they found his body, but you weren't there. You've been missing for 3 days until they found you naked in the zoo last night.
That's ridiculous.
I haven't done anything like that since 1987. Hey, it's the penguins. Four.
Pervert.
I think you'll find I'm a pervert.
I'll go and get you some food.
Hi, Lee.
Phil, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be at the shops. So, how are you?
I'm dead.
Well, don't worry, it's probably just a 24-hour thing. What's going on?
You're right, Lee. There was no lunatic on the moors. It was a wolfman. And now my dead soul is forced to walk the earth in limbo until the werewolf's curse has been lifted.
And how's your mum?
And it gets worse. Lee, I've got something shocking to tell you.
Well, you opened with I'm dead. Try topping that.
You were bitten. And you're carrying the bloodline. I'm afraid you've become a lycanthrope.
A what?
It's Latin for werewolf.
Ethinus Helius.
There's no future for you, Lee. You have to end your life.
Sounds like that review in the last week's Observer.
Do it, Lee. Do it. You have to. Maybe I need to introduce you to some more of the undead. This is Brenda.
Hello, Brenda the undead.
Hello, Lee. I hope my appearance doesn't shock you too much. I'm afraid you did this to me.
God, what happened to your face?
Nothing. I was bitten on the legs.
Oh.
You have to take your own life, Lee. It's the only way.
Let me introduce you to Mike.
Hello, Lee. Remember me?
Sorry, I'm terrible with faces. Apart from Brenda's, I'll never forget hers. Did I do this to you?
Yes. Not a pretty sight, is it?
No. You remind me of someone, I don't know who.
You trying to work out if I'm dead or alive?
That's it, Pete Burns.
Lift the curse. Take your own life.
Am I right in saying that no one's bought me any grapes?
It's too late. He's changing.
Lee. Lee, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Do you know who I am?
Yes.
Can you save me money on my car insurance?
Oh, yes.
Okay, here's your food. Make sure you... Oh, God! What the hell is it? What happened to you? Sorry, can you stop doing that when I'm talking to you?
Oh, come on. You only a dog once. It's not every day you can reach him.
Step aside, nurse.
Who are you?
I'm Martin Fry, lead singer of ABC and part-time werewolf hunter.
This is turning into a really unusual day.
I just happened to be passing and thought I'd shoot this poison arrow through his...
Thank God you're here.
Yeah, it's brilliant to see you.
Aye, we can't thank you enough.
Who are you?
We're the Grateful Dead.
Don't worry, Martin Fry, lead singer of ABC and part-time werewolf hunter. You did the right thing. It's what he would have wanted.
Yeah, or live until I was 90 and surrounding myself with whores. It was always a close call.
And so the wolf was dead. Lee had sacrificed his life for the benefit of all mankind.
Oh, don't be silly. Hero is too strong a word.
I never said hero.
Read it properly.
I never said hero. And Phil no longer walked the icy cold world.
Are you pissed? That's twice you've said that. It's easy as A, B, what's the third one? C? Carry on.
I never said hero. And Phil no longer walked the icy cold world that is limbo. But he did go to hell because of his shallow, meaningless, and futile Canadian life.
That's lovely, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Martin Fry!
On the way, I see the earthquake and lightning. I see the bad times today. Come on, don't go out tonight, but it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Hey, yo, gentlemen, you've been listening to the Lee Mack Show with Lee Mack, Phil Nichol, and Angela McHale, with music from Steve Brown, Mark Ellis, Kevin Powell, Matt Backer, and this week's special musical guest, Martin Fry. It was written by Lee Mack, with Simon Evans and Paul Carenza, and produced by Will Saunders. Yeah.
Don't go around tonight, well, it's bound.